It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey is live in New York City. Thank you for listening wherever you might be. On the road, sitting down, standing up, laying down. I don't know what you're doing, but thank you for listening, okay? I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 2 hours. It's a four-hour show. I get started at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Hey, thank you so much, Cedric Cornbread Maxwell joined us last hour. Yeah, Boston Celtics legend, a former finals MVP, a two-time champion. Talked about the success of these current Celtics. Said he's ready for the parade on Friday. He says the Celtics are in Miami right now, having a good old time. And he said these Celtics, they are built to last. Thank you, Cedric, for taking the time. If you missed the conversation, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Thank you to everybody listening on the Odyssey app. Thank you to people listening live and local on their radio station, wherever they live. SiriusXM channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, great conversation with Cedric. Thank you again for the time. Always good chatting it up with a champ. Next hour, we're going to have a conversation with Anthony Irwin. Covers the Los Angeles Lakers, also a contributor for Odyssey Sports. He says it's a done deal. J.J. Redick is going to be the next coach of the Lakers. It's Anthony Irwin reporting that. It didn't take long, right? I mean, earlier on in the show, we pretty much told you that Jeff Van Gundy was a senior coaching consultant for the Boston Celtics. And, well, he's working with Ty Lue in Los Angeles with the Clippers now. And so, yeah, you can get ready for a whole lot more NBA speculation over the next several days, over the next several weeks. We know the NBA draft is next week. It's going to take place over 2 days. But at least for now, until the Lakers try to jump them, it's all about the Celtics, right? Celtics have their parade on Friday. I can very much assume that the Lakers, maybe they'll go ahead and announce their head coach on Friday morning. Hickey, you think they wait, or what do they do?
I would say tomorrow, probably.
Damn.
Friday news dump? I mean, I guess it is the day of the Celtics parade, so you try to maybe take some wind out of their sails. My bet is tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Yeah. Yeah, you got to do it. You got to get ahead of the Celtics. You don't want to do it the same day. I get it. Makes all the sense in the world. I get it. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. Yeah, the Celtics getting ready to have that parade. The fans seem like, well, some of them last night sounded like they had a little bit too much fun. Like this guy. What, DraftKings was just out in the street talking to drunks?
That's it. Creating their own content.
Let's hear that guy again. I'm a little jealous of him. Let's hear him again.
How are we doing up there?
I'm doing great, actually. Thank you for asking.
You're so welcome. Tell me your thoughts.
I know. I don't know what to tell you.
That guy doesn't know his name. He doesn't know where he is. He doesn't know where he lives. Hopefully someone got him somewhere safe. Hopefully he avoids anything like Justin Timberlake did. Hickey, was that last? That was last night Justin Timberlake got hit, right?
DUI? I guess he was celebrating the Celtics too.
Damn. Wow. There's a lot of people happy for the downfall of Justin. What did he do to anybody? Did he do something I missed?
That's a great, I don't know. Not that I'm aware of. I think he's been, for the most part, right, a pretty good guy. Been out of the spotlight for a while.
Yeah.
I don't know why there's a lot of celebrating.
I did see there's some people, Janet Jackson fans are still not happy.
Still?
Yeah.
And that's over 20 years ago.
Was it? 20 years? Really?
I think 2003.
Wow.
I think.
I don't think he ever apologized, though. I don't think he ever apologized.
Would you hold a grudge for 21 years?
Janet Jackson fans?
Yeah, say if you were, you know, a Double J fan.
I like Janet Jackson, but I don't care.
I'm saying, in general, would you ever hold a grudge for 21 years against someone?
No, I wouldn't hold a grudge against anybody, but...
Okay, so there you go.
Oh, well.
You're a good guy.
Janet Jackson fans are different.
I guess so. I didn't know the Army was so strong.
Oh, look, Janet has her fans, man. It's like Beyonce. You got to be careful out here. Anyway, yeah, I guess Justin, he probably wasn't watching the game. The game sucked. We talked about that. That man was not watching the game. Yeah, and please, drink responsibly, everybody out there, okay? Just drink responsibly. Don't go out there and drink and drive and drink and be crazy. And speaking of drinking, Hickey, you know in the break, I literally walked into the break room. Typically, I get some tea, right? I get some warm water. It's good for my throat. But then we were talking about how many beers that drunk guy just had, right? And I know there's no beer in the break room.
Oh, I was going to say, crack open a cold one?
I wish. No, there's, you know what? Shout outs to Dukes and Bell, our afternoon show here on 92.9 The Game in Atlanta. There should be beer here. They have their own beer. They do.
I was going to say, I've seen it advertised. So they got, yeah. I guess if you wanted to, right? They can crack one of them. Support a local show.
Yeah, they got a beer. They got a beer close by. But anyway, I said, I don't want water. I drink water all day. I said, I don't want tea. I drink tea all day. I like orange juice. I don't drink that all day. I haven't had orange juice in a while. So I said, let me get some orange juice. Hickey, I feel like I should have got two giant cartons to take home for the price of what I paid for one small-ass thing of orange juice.
What did they get you for?
$4. It was 12 ounces, $4. I feel like I feel like I drank it between me buying it in the break room and walking into the studio. It's gone. Like, what's the point of this? Why am I getting robbed at my own job?
$4 for 12 ounces?
Of orange juice, yeah.
Do you want me to add insult to injury for you?
Please.
Online, you can buy 52 ounces of orange juice. Over four times the amount you just had. Oh, for $3.98.
What would I have to do? Order on Amazon or something?
That's it. And you know what? I'm sure if you do it with how fast it is, it'd be here before the show ends. But you just got taken for a ride.
You think I should do that? Should I order that? I should, right? In the next break, I'm going to look to see how fast I can get it delivered here to the studio. Wow.
Yeah, I thought we're all, you know, supposed to be on one team here, if you will. Like, the building looks out for you. You kind of look
job?
Out for the building.
Have you been to Odyssey in Philadelphia?
No, but I have seen plenty of picture on social media of what they provide at their Odyssey station.
That they have a whole, I mean, you got to pay for stuff in the kitchen. They have like, not that I wanted too much sugar for me, but they got like free pastries and tasty cakes, and I can't get orange juice?
They have a whole wall of tasty cakes.
Yeah, I know, they do.
And they are just, I mean, you basically, you're working for free today.
My friend Hugh Douglas, he eats them all, former Eagle.
Damn.
I'm sorry.
Good thing he's not close to you.
He's a nice guy. Nice guy. Not going to do nothing. That's my friend. Not going to do nothing to me. Thank you for depressing me, man. Thanks. I appreciate it.
That's why. Fort. You got to talk to somebody. Is it a vending machine, or is it like the price set by the building?
I don't know. Everything is like the honor system, you know? So,
oh.
Like, I could walk in and technically walk out with the orange juice. But okay. after, I don't know, the inventory goes down, they start looking at the camera and they go, oh, JR stole the orange juice. I don't need that.
Is there a cashier there to check you out?
No, honor system. It's a machine.
A machine. Interesting.
Yeah, you walk in. Isn't it? It's in New York. You got it around the corner, right?
We got a vending machine, like an old school vending machine that is, by the way, cold, which I hate, which means the drinks stay cold, but the food in the vending machine is cold as well, which is dumb, but another discussion. That's all we have, vending machines.
No, there is a fridge. There is a wall with the room temperature snacks. And then there's a kiosk with the scanner. And it makes it very clear that if you take anything out of one of these, you better scan and pay for it. Otherwise, we're going to fire you.
I guess that is technically
right?
Theft at work.
Are they going to warn you, or are they just going to fire you?
Wow.
They're going to warn you? No, come on. You're going to get fired.
Right. And I guess you got to say that to curb any, you know, swiping going on.
Yeah. So I'd love to steal the $4 orange juice, but yeah. Maybe I wouldn't get fired. I get, what are you doing? I'd be like, you know, Rick, just pay it back for me. You just pay it back. I'll pay it back for you. You know, but.
And while you're at it, lower the price.
Oh, yeah. $4 for orange juice. What do I look like? Jaylen Brown? How many are? Man is making $305 million. Come on now.
Soon to be Jason Tatum with his record-breaking contract.
Let these guys pay for the orange. I can't pay for this. This is poverty. $4 for orange juice? Oh, my God. Anyway, yeah, they got a lot of money. Between the two of these dudes, their contracts combined will be worth, what, $650 million? It's crazy stuff. And Cedric Maxwell, we just spoke to him last hour. He said the Boston Celtics are built to win multiple titles in the next few years. Listen to what Cedric told us.
The Celtics are built right now. For the next, you know, 5 or 6 years, this team could be in the running. I believe they're going to win several more championships. You know, you have to get through that ceiling first. You know, it's like Michael Jordan. He got through that ceiling, and then everything else, you know, kind of fell into place. Celtics the same way with Tatum and Brown. You get through that ceiling. You know how to win. You understand how to win, and you kind of go from there. So, I just believe that Brad Stevens, you know, who is now the general manager of this team, has, you know, struck a chord.
Oh, man. Everybody's showing love to Brad Stevens. Why not? Man's a genius. He said, I don't want to coach. Let me go upstairs. And did it. Now, that's smart. Coaching is, I don't want to say for idiots, but, man, coaches get hired. Well, maybe they're geniuses. They get the jobs. They get guaranteed contracts for about 4 years. And then they get the boot. Brad Stevens can sit upstairs in perpetuity. He can hire and fire who he wants. But Mazzulla's 35. I think he'll be there for quite a long time. You know, everybody's so complimentary of Brad Stevens. Speaking of money, even Drew Holiday, complimentary of Brad Stevens for bringing him onto the team from Milwaukee. The guy ends up, Drew Holiday, he goes from the Pelicans to the Bucks. Bucks win a championship. He goes from the Bucks to the Celtics. Celtics win a championship. And along the way, Drew Holiday has pocketed another $3 million just about in bonuses for winning the championship, for getting to the finals, for all defensive team. This man is caking. This man, realistically, when it's all said and done, he might get into the Basketball Hall of Fame. He might. Okay, I know it sounds crazy. He might get into the Basketball Hall of Fame. This is what Drew Holiday had to say about Brad Stevens. This is what he told NBC Sports Boston with Brian Scalabrine.
Thanks, man.
Thanks
for bringing me here and being a part of this, because this is, I mean, there's no greater feeling than this, you know.
Brad, thank you.
Long road ahead. And a long road ahead.
One
for next year.
One more.
Is that a guarantee for next year?
No, I'm saying
another.
He'll be here for a long time. Yeah. I don't get into that stuff.
Damn, a long time. Everybody just thinking about the future, and why not? I mean, even Kristaps Porzingis is coming back after his injury. And it's Kristaps Porzingis. Let's be real. Hickey, when is he coming back? January or February?
Probably February.
They said a few months. In Kristaps' time, that might mean March. Poor Porzingis.
What did we say last week? Put him in bubble wrap till like halfway through the year.
They didn't need him.
No.
They didn't need him. Shame. Anyway, Jaylen Brown, a finals MVP. He said it as well. We got more titles in us.
I think we have an opportunity. I think we definitely have a window. We take it one day at a time. You know, we definitely got to make sure we stay healthy. But you know, we enjoy the summer, enjoy the moment, and then we get right back to it next year.
Oh man, and you know, looking at the odds is tough because the season just ended last night. We got the draft coming up next week. We have free agency that's coming up as well. You know, we talked a little bit about the Clippers and how Jeff Van Gundy is going to be an assistant, a coach to Tyronn Lue. We don't even know, like, is Paul George going to be on the Clippers? Is LeBron James going to shock people and decide to move on? Like, we have no idea, like, what's going to happen. But the odds-on favorite to win the title next year, as right now, as of today, Vegas say, in this order, the Celtics have the best chance, followed by the Nuggets, the Wolves, Oklahoma City, the Bucks, the Mavs, the Knicks, the Sixers, and the Lakers. Now, it's difficult to even comment on that. Because I look at OKC and I go, I'm not all that enthused until they get bigger. They do have a lot of cap space, and so that might take place. All right, fine. The Milwaukee Bucks, oh, it was hilarious how just last week Doc Rivers just publicly shared a conversation with Damian Lillard. Look, don't tell Doc Rivers a secret. Damian Lillard, Hickey, did you hear about this? Damian Lillard told Doc Rivers this is the worst shape he's been in the offseason, and Doc Rivers is sitting around talking about that on a podcast.
Doc Rivers saw it as the excuse. Oh, that's why I wasn't coaching well. Dame was out of shape.
Oh, man. Has he met a point guard that likes him?
I mean, no. On. And Ben, I don't think it's starting now.
Hey, do you think you can win a championship with Ben Simmons? Like,
well, he was at least right about that one.
Yeah, he was. Ben Simmons already putting out videos working out. I'm like, what? This guy, he's just a model. Not even a basketball player. The guy's just a model. Anyway. Hey, congratulations to the Celtics. Yeah, they'll be competitive again for a championship. You just never know how, quote-unquote, the cookie crumbles. Like, what team is going to get hurt next year? Maybe the Celtics deal with more injuries than Porzingis. I have no idea. This is why they have to go out there and play the games. I mean, for the most part, Tatum and Brown, they've been very durable throughout the course of their careers. But you just never know. As Adam Silver sent about 500 million basketball fans, for the past 6 years, past six seasons, we've had a new champion every year. Are the Celtics going to be the first ones to repeat since the Warriors? Time will tell, and we'll find out. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, yeah, what about the loser teams? What about the teams that almost got no chance in hell to win an NBA championship next year? They got to look forward to the NBA draft next week. And the team that has the number one overall pick, the Atlanta Hawks, they have some thoughts about what they're going to do with number one. We'll hear them because Landry Fields, their GM, he talked about it. We'll hear from him on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
That is the number. 855-212-4227. You know, before I get into the Atlanta, what do you call these teams? The old birds. So many birds here. The Atlanta Hawks and what they plan to do with the number one overall pick that they have next week that they have no business having. But that's the most Hawks thing ever. Anyway, we'll get into that. I want to tell you about a story that I just saw about Mike Trout and the Los Angeles Angels. What else is new? The Angels stink. They have a record of 29-43. They're getting ready to take on the Milwaukee Brewers. Mike Trout hasn't played since April 29th. What a shock, right? Mike Trout had a torn meniscus in his left knee. Like Joe Mazzulla, except for Joe Mazzulla doesn't play. He just stands there. Mike Trout has to run, swing. Hickey, am I missing anything? That's it, right? Run and swing?
Yeah, because catching you don't really need your knee for. Yeah, run and swing.
Yeah, run and swing. Mike Trout gives us an excellent quote. I'm getting there. Obviously slower than I thought. But it's the first time with a knee injury. I'm trusting the process and taking it day by day. Come on. Oh, my goodness. This was supposed to be one of the greatest baseball players ever, and we won't get it. We haven't gotten it. This man is signed with the Angels until 2030. What year are we in?
2024.
Oh, my God. 2024? He signed a deal in 2019. They said he has a back issue that it's going to just take maintenance for the rest of his career. He's 32 years old, already in the 30-30 club, but the club that he's going to be in the most is the infirmary. Like, the guy cannot stay healthy. He can't. Hickey, can you imagine if Shohei Ohtani didn't pitch? Like, I would think for the next 10 years, Ohtani would be like, here's 35 home runs and 100 RBIs with no problem. And he DHs. Ohtani doesn't do anything but step into the batter's box, cause damage. He even steals bases and he sits down. Maybe is Ohtani a robot or is he a human?
He might be robotic. He would be the one guy that could pass as that for how disciplined he is and how little he talks. We don't know.
He makes baseball look so easy. And then he steals bases, which is, you would think, oh my God, Shohei Ohtani stole a base and he broke a finger. Like, nothing happens to this guy ever. Except that all the injuries happen to do with his arm because he throws. And Mike Trout can't even stay on the field to swing a bat. Trout has missed 293 games since the start of the 2021 season. He's only played 266. Oh, man. I feel bad. How come they couldn't? And I know why. Why couldn't they move the Angels from California and send them to Vegas and keep the Athletics in Oakland? Hickey, I think that would have been a better compromise here.
Maybe that dry heat would have helped keep Trout healthy, too.
You think?
It couldn't hurt, right?
Is it time to just make this guy a DH, right? Is it time to say, dude, like, no more, we're not putting you in the field? Is it time to make him a first baseman, you know? Or is that too dangerous? I could see Mike Trout reaching out for the ball and some guy breaking his arm. You know, some dudes are just snake bit, and he's in that category right now.
I mean, the guy got hurt jogging off the field. Like, at least to your point about Ohtani, I mean, at least he got hurt throwing the ball. And this knee injury, he said he felt it jogging off the field.
Wow.
Not good.
I mean, we've had plenty of injuries from athletes just take place away. Do you ever hear the story about Glenn Allen Hill being afraid of spiders and, like, waking up and falling into a glass table?
No, I've heard of guys running into a glass door, but not that story.
So last week we talked about Joe Zumayan, Guitar Hero, right?
That's right.
So there's that. There's Jeff Kent, who, what'd he do? He broke his hand washing his motorcycle. That's what he said, right?
Mm-hmm.
There was a guy who cut his finger slicing an apple.
Okay, plausible.
John Wall hurt himself moving boxes in his house.
Dustin Johnson had to miss the Masters because he allegedly slipped on, like, a short stair.
Oh, my God.
At his Masters house.
Are we going injury for injury? Okay, I got you.
I'm just trying to help out here.
Hey, Cespedes. Yoenis Cespedes was wrangling a wild boar at his farm and stepped in a hole, right? Now what happened?
That might be you may take the cake there. If you want to do, like, a winner, I think you win with that one.
A wild boar?
Stepping into a hole and fracturing your ankle, chasing a wild boar.
On your farm.
I can't think of something. Yeah, exactly.
On your own farm.
Can't think of anything worse.
Okay. I think I got him.
Francisco Lindor, like, broke his finger getting it stuck in a door in a hotel.
Okay. Edwin Diaz, he blew out his... Geez. Sorry. Sorry, my bad. He was celebrating Puerto Rico, right?
Yeah, in the World Baseball Classic.
Jumping up and down on the mound, yep. Yep, a celebration. Well, at least he didn't have a nightmare. Glenn Allen Hill had a nightmare.
That's crazy.
He had a nightmare. He woke up. He fell into a glass table. There you go. I think Joel Zumaya with Guitar Hero, that might be the worst. It's like, hey, man, why don't you have feeling in your arms? Well, so what happened was there's this video game.
So what happened was?
Whoa, a video game. Yeah, so yeah. It's a musical game. Oh, my God. Yeah. It was Guitar Hero. Whoa, okay. Sure. That has to be one of the worst injuries. Anyway. Yep. Congratulations, Mike Trout, jogging over the field. Torn meniscus. You can't make this stuff up. You can't. Get well soon, man. He ain't, and what's the other guy doing? Does he like baseball? Rendon? What is he? Is he? He's hurt too, isn't he?
He's either
hamstring.
Hurt. I was going to say, emotionally, yeah. If he's playing on the field, he's probably more hurt than physically.
Yeah, he doesn't like baseball. His hamstrings hurt. Artie Moreno should have just sold the team. I think he's cursed. Maybe that's why everything having to deal with the Angels is in the toilet, because of him.
I like that, possibly.
Possible. I feel bad for the five. Hickey, let's make a road. Let's go see the Anaheim. What do they call these stupid guys? Anaheim Angels?
The Angels.
Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. They don't have fans. Come on.
No.
Everybody's a Dodgers fan. Stop. They're abandoned. They're like an abandoned baseball team. I couldn't tell you the last time I saw an Angels game. Everything I've seen over the past, I don't know, 10 years having to deal with the Angels, it's Ohtani. I can't even say Trout. It's Ohtani. It's a shame. Shame, shame, shame. Hey, Manny Rodriguez is here. I got Manny, do you care about the Angels? Have you ever seen them play recently?
I mean, I guess the last time that I watched them play was a few weeks ago because they played my Yankees out in L.A. But, I mean, otherwise, I'm not tuning in to watch the Angels. Why would I watch the Angels? They don't have Mike Trout or Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah. Everybody there was a Yankees fan, right?
Where?
Well, where did
they play? Oh, yes, in Anaheim. Yeah. I mean, it was incredible. It was like Yankee Stadium West out there. Poor Angel Stadium. It's always been like that with Yankee fans, too. They're out there in L.A. They camp out in Anaheim, and whenever the Yankees are out in Anaheim, boy, oh, boy, do they sell out the place.
There's nothing in Anaheim but what, Mickey Mouse? Which one is that? World or Land? Which one is
that? I think Disneyland. I think that's where Andrew Bogish is right now, actually.
He's at Disneyland?
He's at one of the Disneys. He's enjoying a little vacation right now.
Oh, boy, that's not vacation. Not for an adult. They do have the adult parts. His pockets are getting ran, man. That's not fun.
I don't know if his pockets are getting ran on, but, I mean, you're not wrong about it being a full-time job over there because, I mean, he's not over there with just his wife. He's got a couple of kids that he brought along.
That's
so.
What I'm saying about his pockets are being ran.
Oh, I thought you meant he was getting pickpocketed out there in the streets of Anaheim.
No, Manny.
My goodness. You're making me look good here.
No, Manny. Pockets being ran. Did you maybe not, because you do such an excellent job with the news. Did you not hear me say that I had to spend $4 for an orange juice here in the studio?
Damn, $4?
In the break room, yeah.
Oh, that's a little wild right there. No, I did not hear that.
I will use this now in a sentence. My pockets got ran 30 minutes ago for a $4 orange juice.
I wouldn't have pulled the trigger on it.
I wanted you going to reimburse me?
Heck no.
Oh, there you go. I got to take it up with management here in Atlanta. That's a shame. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. I'm going to go find myself another $4 orange juice.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
The JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. Look at Edmonton. They get on the board again first. Edmonton leads the Panthers 1-0. There's about 8 minutes to go here in the first period. The way this series has gone, well, outside of that ass-whooping in the last game, Florida will come back and score like 5 goals, and this will be Edmonton's only goal. We'll see what happens. Also, this is crazy. We'll get into this. Well, not necessarily this, but a few elements surrounding this. For everybody that was kind of like complaining last week, 2 weeks about, you know, Caitlin Clark not making the team, and it's stupid reasons why not. Just laziness and jealousy, really. On the USA women's under 18 team, The USA beat Puerto Rico. Hickey, you ready for this? You ready for this one?
Oh, boy. This is going to be ugly.
102-22.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I was, not, I mean, I was, I mean, 40 points. That's, what, 90 points?
Yeah.
80 points? Sheesh.
80, yeah. USA beats Puerto Rico 102-22 at the FIBA Under 18 Women's America. And now, so for anybody who was concerned about the best team for the women, the actual grown women, the ladies, the pros, I'm not saying this is a precursor of things to come, but come on now. Under 18, this is what we're doing to why are they even playing Puerto Rico? For what? Damn. Caitlin Clark could get garbage time when the big team plays against, I don't know, Spain or something like that. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. Let's get to your phone calls. We'll get into the Hawks and their stupid draft strategy. And we got more to do. I got one more hour to have fun with you. David is calling from New York, a city where no champion was crowned. Hey, David, you're on the JR Sport Re-Show. What's up?
Well, yeah, JR. So we hope that we can make a change. But I am calling about the Knicks now that the NBA season's over and thinking about, okay, I was telling your producer about, you know, Brunson, he carried a major load, and you can't carry that load every year. He needs help. Burks, not bad as a off the bench. Deuce McBride, I'm still a little concerned about him.
Okay. Without us going through the whole roster, what's your question to me?
My question is, you think Jimmy Buckets or DeRozan from Chicago, who do we have to give up to get a bona fide, slasher shooter?
There's a couple of things here, David. First of all, you mentioned Jimmy Butler first. I'm not really a big Jimmy Butler fan. I think Jimmy Butler is very into himself. I think we've seen the best of Jimmy Butler when he helped drag the Miami Heat to a championship.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what we've seen more recently from Jimmy Butler are funny antics at press day and then a lot of injuries. And so I'm not someone who's sold on Jimmy Butler. I think in the NBA he has seen his best days. I do know that OG Anunoby is a free agent. He has to come to terms with the New York Knicks if he's going to stay. They certainly traded for him. I would imagine after having to, give up Emmanuel Quickly and Barrett, that you would try to keep OG Anunoby. So we'll see if he sticks around. You also have Isaiah Hartenstein. It's been bandied about that he might get a big deal from the Oklahoma City Thunder, who have tons of cap space. And so the Knicks have to figure out what they're going to do. And DeMar DeRozan, for whatever reason, I have seen and heard that maybe he wants to stay in Chicago. Why? I have no idea. And then also, he's from Los Angeles. Would it shock me for him to go back to L.A.? I don't think so. But I do know this, yes. Brunson had to carry a large load. Julius Randle, who's been pretty durable over the past several years, has had some ill-timed injuries the past two postseasons. I expect the New York Knicks to be a different team. And it was a little bit of a stretch that Jalen Brunson had to do all of that work. The whole team got hurt. So I wouldn't be concerned. I'd enjoy what the postseason looks like. I think the Knicks are going to be in a good spot to compete again next year, regardless of who they bring in or who stays at any of the forward positions.
We don't, JR, we don't need a star. That whole star thing is overrated.
I agree with you, David. It's not a star, but it doesn't matter.
Quality.
It doesn't matter who they bring in. Whoever they bring in, they want to have somebody who can go out there and get 20 points a game or at least generate offense by themselves. So, no, it doesn't have to be no star. And I know there's a lot of people who say this. I don't know how realistic it is. I don't think too much right now. People say Mikal Bridges, but he might work or he may not. I know he's in Brooklyn right now, and that's another wasteland for sports. Sorry. My apologies. Hickey, what's the difference between Anaheim and Brooklyn?
Oh, wow.
In regards to people caring about the sports.
Oh, very little.
Yeah, right.
Not much, yeah.
Second, what do they call it? Second fiddle, second banana?
Second fiddles, yeah. Little brother.
Come on. New York Knicks and the Brooklyn Nets. Los Angeles Dodgers. Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. They had to throw Los Angeles in their name just to sound relevant. Like, how cheesy is that? Terrible. Anyway, good luck to the New York Knicks. I didn't know that anybody would call up and think about them, but there we have it. Speaking of another team that's going absolutely well, let me relax, okay? Let me change that up for a second. Speaking of another team in the East, trying to figure out what they're going to do, the Atlanta Hawks. Yesterday here in Atlanta, Landry Fields, former NBA player, former New York Knick, by the way, Landry Fields talked about the Atlanta Hawks and having the number one overall pick. Unfortunately for the Atlanta Hawks, there's no Victor Wembanyama in this draft. Nobody knows who's good in this draft. Nobody knows. There's no consensus about who's going to be the best player. And so there's been a lot of conversations around the Hawks as to whether or not they should keep the pick, draft a young guy, and then still, what the hell are you doing next year with both Trae Young and DeJounte Murray, who I believe, I know he was at the fight over the weekend. I don't know if he was in Boston. Anyway, Landry Fields put in his two cents about what the Hawks are going to do. And this is what he said, courtesy of the AJC.
Currently, we have the number one pick. So that hasn't gone anywhere. So today, the odds are still we're going to pick the number one pick. It's still going to be time. Anything could happen. But those are scenarios that we go through all the time, right? Like, can you get back in this draft? Do you want to get back in this draft? Would you ever trade out of the pick? Like, if you do, what does that mean? What are you missing out on? We always go through those. You have to. I encourage our group to do that. And we like where we're at. I don't have like a, hey, this is what we're definitely going to do. But with where we're at right now, I feel very confident and encouraged.
Hickey, what's exciting? There's nothing exciting about this draft. Nothing. There's after Wembanyama, who cares about this, right?
I would agree. And the worst part is this is the year that's a two-day draft. So you thought you really didn't care about even just the first overall pick. Well, great news. If you don't care about the second round in general, we got it on a whole different day.
Yeah. The NBA draft for the first time ever is going to be spread out over 2 days. Whoop-de-doo. And it's taking place in Brooklyn, the place that I just called a basketball wasteland. The NBA draft is going to take place June 26th as well as June 27th. And so that is next Wednesday and Thursday in Brooklyn, New York. So if you got nothing better to do and you happen to be in New York, knock yourself out. Go sit down and watch the draft as, Alex Sarr gets drafted. The man from Paris that you have never seen play in your life. Maybe you've seen Klingon play because he was at UConn. I'm sure he'll get drafted high. And then you got Reed Sheppard. And none of these guys are exactly, The NBA just marketed, with good reason, they marketed the hell out of Victor Wembanyama. People were saying, why are they selling this guy? He's not even in the NBA. They got his games on the NBA app. I mean, I don't think the NBA has displayed any of these guys' games. None of them. None. I couldn't tell you who's going number one next week, Sarr. I got to tell you this. Nobody here in Atlanta, nobody's even talking about the draft. Nobody. Nobody's worried about it because there's nobody who you look at and go, oh, my God, this guy is going to be our future. Everybody's just like, okay. Yeah. People are more excited. Caitlin Clark is coming to town on Friday. Yeah, Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever are going to play the Atlanta Dream. People excited about that. People not excited about the NBA draft. It stinks. Hawks are always disappointing folks out here. Anyway, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Speaking of a disappointment, man, it's going to be a while until we hear about Kyrie Irving, right? Disappointing showing in the playoffs and the postseason and the finals. Yeah, he might be sitting on one championship. What a disappointing way to end the season. And then also, you know, speaking of some positivity, I just told you about Caitlin Clark in a dream. This past Sunday, Caitlin Clark in a fever playing the Chicago Sky. This was one of the most watched WNBA games ever. Ever. And we're going to talk about it. You heard the phone number. 855-212-4227. We'll get into that. I'll take your calls. We'll see if the Florida Panthers can score a goal here. Hurry up, do something. Edmonton leaves 1-0. Less than 3 minutes to go in the first period. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm going to talk to you and everybody when we come back. Don't move.